morning. My name is Sister Julia, and it's been my privilege to co-lead with Sister Johanna this first week and continuing into the second week. We're so thankful that you all could be here with us in the Village Lodge to worship our Lord and Savior together. This period, we are learning about being ready. And what does that mean to be ready in our spiritual lives? This comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Be prepared in season and out of season. At camp, we have a camp season. And then we have a not camp season. And God is so faithful to meet us here in our times of worship together. But what does that mean in our lives when we depart from this place? How do we maintain that prayer, that closeness? We do that through prayer and through daily reading of Scripture and through friendships that we've cultivated here at camp that encourage us and spur us on in the manner of Paul writing to Timothy and exhorting him in the faith. We are also studying from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, which is a passage of Scripture commonly referred to as the armor of God. We've talked a lot about the historical context that Paul was living in, and this idea of the Pax Romana, and this peace of Rome, this earthly peace that Paul was living in at the time, and the soldiers that would have been in daily contact with the people that Paul was writing to. These are soldiers that are ready for battle, but their whole goal, their whole reason for being there is to keep the peace. And what does it mean to live in that paradox of being ready for battle, but walking in peace? And as Christians, we know that God is the only one that can provide true, lasting peace. It is not contained to some earthly empire. So we've been focused on the peace of God and our feet being shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace. That's what we've been learning in the village this period, and it's our privilege to share our memory work and a song with you this morning. Thank you for being here to worship with us.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardships, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. 2 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5.
Thank you.